the No Panic Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, October the 30th, 2020. And then there were just 3 days left. That's what you've got in 3 days. And three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the USC poll in 2016 was among a very small group of polls accurately predicting President Trump's upset victory in the Electoral College. It says he's on his way to re-election. Number two, USC is not alone. In fact, the Democracy Institute, based in London and D.C., also predicting a Trump win in 2020, just like it did in 16. They simply say the idea that Trump voters fled is just not accurate. And number one, one of the biggest wild cards in 2020 becoming what will happen with the black and Hispanic votes. A lawmaker in Flint, Michigan, caught everyone's attention when he declared that after 64 years of being a Democrat, it's time for him to support President Trump. Now, we're going to get into those polls. We're going to dig deep, but I want to tell you about this program first and foremost here today. Rudy Giuliani will be here to talk about the Hunter Biden scandal. So will Devin Nunes, California congressman. He'll spend nearly the full hour with us coming up a little bit. We've got Hogan Gidley from the White House, Seema Verma from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services talking about the pandemic. And we've got Steve Moore talking about the great economic numbers that, if you missed them out yesterday, fabulous numbers. Over the last couple of days, the economic surge of 33.1%, jobless claims falling, the number of people unemployed long-term falling, good news all the way around for the economy, the biggest, most rapid comeback in American history, the 33% GDP number, record-shattering by twice, more than double the biggest number ever posted in this country. But we start today in Michigan with Maurice Davis, a 64-year-old black member of the Flint City Council, a remarkable man. He's been a Democrat his whole life. He's been involved in public service. And he's come out now to say, listen, Democrats, you've done nothing for us. Nothing. And he's voting for President Trump. Says he's getting a lot of heat for it, but he said he doesn't care. The Democratic Party and its members have called him everything but a child of God, he says. Maurice Davis speaking up. We're going to start with bite number three. It's a remarkable bit of conversation that you don't want to miss. Bite three, Maurice Davis. Go.
Right now, the narrative been spent. President Trump is full of hate. Let me tell you something. The Democrats is full of hate. I'm tired. I've been a Democrat. I am a Democrat all my life. 64 years. Last 4 years, I voted for Hillary Clinton. This year, I decided to go with President Trump.
This year, he's decided to go with President Trump. You know, he's one of many people I've been hearing from. People that either didn't vote for president in 2016 or are now voting for Trump, or those that voted for Hillary Clinton and said, you know what? We're not going anywhere. And Davis says voting for Democrats is getting him nowhere, getting the city of Flint nowhere, getting poor people absolutely nowhere. Bite number four. Go.
People are losing everything. And when Mr. Trump said, what the hell you got to lose? He was talking to me. He was not talking to my seat. Only thing Maurice D. Davis got to lose is a council seat at $700 every 2 weeks. But this is what I got to gain. Instead of being a divided state of America, it's time to be the United States of America. Do y'all understand what I'm telling you?
I understand what you're telling me. I'm glad you're joining us, Maurice. Freedom. Opportunity. A chance not to be talked to every 4 years and told how great things are going to be if you just vote for us one more time. Oh, I'm with you, Maurice. I'm absolutely with you. I'm glad you're with us now. And bite number five, Davis made it clear one thing above all when it comes to politics. It no longer includes being a Democrat. One thing really matters. Bite five, go.
We're tired of suffering and nobody give a damn about poor folks. President Trump, they rushed out with nothing but love from y'all all over this nation. I don't want to hear another time I'm a Trump supporter. I'm an American supporter. Y'all have more love. Now, the Democrats call me every name but the child of God. And I'm going to shut up because I got 2 minutes, because much more I could say. But I'll tell you one thing. This nation is one nation under God. One nation under God. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you.
If you needed some motivation for how this election is going to go, just turn to Maurice Davis, Flint City Council member, lifelong Democrat, and a man voting for Donald Trump, who believes in America first, well, right after God, that is. A Democratic Congresswoman, Debbie Dingell of Michigan, also making national headlines. Why? Because she thought that 2020 was going to be a cakewalk for Democrats. They were going to get all those votes back that they lost to Donald Trump from union workers and the middle class and working class and blue-collar folks. She thought they were all coming right back home. Man, does she look disappointed. Man, does Debbie Dingell look and sound disappointed and devastated. Bite number two, listen to this.
I am out there probably doing more than I should, but I'm always masked. And yesterday I had some of the auto workers who I thought were going to go back to Joe Biden were very clear with me last night. They were voting for President Trump. And I think what we're seeing now is that on the ground, people have to turn out their votes. As you noted, President Trump's coming back on Friday. My grapevine tells me he'll probably be back again before Election Day.
In fact, President Trump is still on the Trump train, riding all over the country. He will be back in Michigan today at 2 o'clock. Waterford Township, that's southeast Michigan. That's Democrat territory in large part, but it's also the suburbs. It's critical for the president to carry southeast Michigan if he intends to repeat his performance of 2016. The polls say he has little chance here. Well, not all polls. A brand-new Trafalgar poll released just yesterday shows him leading in Michigan by 2.5 points. The Trafalgar polls also show him leading in Pennsylvania and Florida and elsewhere. Democracy Institute has done tremendous polling, and right after the break, we're going to dig deeper with Patrick Basham. The man who's in charge of the Democracy Institute, who says the problem with the polling companies is they continue to make assumptions that just aren't accurate anymore. They keep trying to model the elections after what happened in 2008 with a historic election of Barack Obama. He says those models don't work anymore. Those models just simply do not apply to what's happening today. So we'll get to all of that. Good stuff, though, so far, and good to have you here. She's right, though. The auto workers aren't coming home. They're staying right where. Why would they come back? What's happened has worked. And except for the pandemic, Donald Trump would be up by 10 points right now. Except for something that nobody has been able to control. Not France, not Germany, not Spain, not Italy, not the United Kingdom, and not the United States. It's a virus. It's like thinking you could set the thermostat on the world. It's a little bit more complicated than that. You're in the No Panic Zone here on the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. We'll be right back. If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113, wellconnectsaves.com. Get a Well Connect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going. If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.